Blog Talk Radio.
Caught listening to the music that time. Listen, welcome to Theologically Speaking with Jose Dorsey, and I am your host. I've been looking forward to having an opportunity to come before you and to actually present again. My grandest apologies, last show, I wasn't able to conduct the show, but I had a more fine and capable person available. Thank you to our executive producer, James Brown, for filling in for me on my behalf and actually delivering to us and keeping our show going. So a big shout out to him. And while we're actually going forward with the before we actually get into our subject matter for the evening, just would like to give a really quick announcement. There's a gospel stage play coming up, and listen, it's near and dear to my heart because my executive producer, James Brown, his sister is actually doing this play, and this is a very shameless plug. We want to ask that you come out and support it, all of those that are under the sound of my voice, if you're able to make it out, to the gospel stage play, Opposite Ends of the Bridge. It's by Donetta Barney. And it's going to take place on Saturday, November 11th, and I'm just going to make – listen, I plan to be there. I plan to make sure I get my tickets. I hope that you get tickets. But it's going to be November 11th of 2017. It's going to be happening at 7 o'clock at the Impact Church. The address is 12844 Elmdale. It's on the east side of Detroit. Their tickets are available now at eventually.com, God's World Bible Bookstore on 7 Miles in Detroit. Tickets will be available at the door at the day of the play as well. But listen, if you are available, please come out and support this play. One of the things that I propose that we should do in the gospel community of believers is uplift each other, encourage each other, and definitely support each other in our endeavors so that we can be successful in using our different arts, gifts, and talents to make the word go out, go forward, so that people might hear, believe, and actually be saved. So please get your ticket to come out. Before I go a step further, I would be remiss if I didn't pause to just have a quick moment of prayer. Eternal God, our Father, in Jesus' name, we humbly come before you. We ask, God, that you quiet the voices in our minds and our hearts from our lives, from our daily encounters. We ask you, God, that you commune with us, that you sup with us, God, that you keep us in perfect peace, that you allow us to be able to focus on the main thing, and that is your word. Help us to see your will. Help us to execute according to your way, and help us to be the people that you've called us to be. And now, God, we say that as we stand on this mountaintop experience, that you be with us, that you prick the hearts of those who are out there in the highways and byways, that as they're listening, it might cause them to actually think a different way, that they begin to, God, make decisions that are based on how they perceive the world around them and making sure that how we perceive the world around us, God, is based on your word. We trust you, God. We believe you. In Jesus' name, we gladly say amen. Listen, brothers and sisters, on today, it's not new to us that we have talks instead of sermons. Sometimes we have a sermonic presentation, and sometimes we have a talk. Today is going to be a talk. And one of the things that we really would like to talk about is dynamics in ministry, the ugly side of ministry. So many times we look at the awesome side of ministry. We look at the robes. We look at the preachers. We look at the songs that the praise team sings. We look at the feel-good feelings that we have when we walk into church. We see people speaking in tongues and running through the church, and we see people happy. And truthfully, at the church, many times we see that this is the time that people come and we put our fake faces on like there's nothing really happening in our life, like everything's peachy keen. And unfortunately, we give the impression that we shouldn't go through anything in a body of Christ. And if you just live a few days, you'll find that something is bound to go awry somewhere. Something is bound to go upside down. So what do you do then? How should you process the world around you then? Well, even in our ministries, we look at our ministries and we see the pastor look good in his suit and he's preaching and it feels good and it sounds good. But what about those times where we don't see what happened behind the scenes in ministry? My brothers and sisters, today I want to give you a different side. I want to give you what happens beyond the pulpit, what happens on the other side of the ministry, the ugly side, if you will. The side that some of us don't talk about, the things that we don't really want you to know, the dynamics, essentially, that happen in our ministry. And so I want to tell you today that one of the things that I thought going into ministry, being a young preacher, I was a young preacher, I was about 23 years old, 22, I was thinking that now that I've answered the call of God, everything was going to be all right. I was on fire for the Lord, and I thought that as long as I just trust and believed in him, that nothing wrong would happen. And so here it is, you know, I'm preaching and people are shouting in church and everything is going good. And I'm trying to, like, execute in ministry the best way I know how and using the influences, the art, the science, the gifting that God has placed at my disposal, that he gave me a stewardship over. And things were going good. Until I got, you guessed it, to the ugly side. Brothers and sisters, on the ugly side, I recognize that as a young minister speaking with power and authority and boldness of God, there was other preachers on the sideline hating. Oh, I wish somebody would just say hating in their spirit. Because if you lived a few days in your life, you're not new to hating. See, I knew that I might be hated on sometimes because I drive a nice car. It's okay, you know. Some people aren't privileged enough to drive a Buick, and that's not a brag. It's just a fact of life. And someone might say, hey, you know, I ain't got no Buick, right? I knew that people might hate on us because we walk around and we feel positive regardless of the situations. I knew that people might hate on me because of my job, because God has given me favor to some extent where we might get promotions or things might happen where God has poured out favor in our lives where people can't understand. I understand this level of hate. What I don't understand is how is it that we can go into the church house in the midst of the ministry and still have the same things happen? Look at this now. Hear me. Here it is. It's supposed to be. We're supposed to be the same people filled with the Spirit. We're supposed to be the same people who are authorized by God to go forward and preach the Word of God. I'm sitting in a pulpit. He's sitting in a pulpit. She's sitting in a pulpit. But yet we look at her because we think she shouldn't be there because we don't have enough Bible in us to recognize that God has authorized women for leadership and ministry. We look at each other because we think that how can you be better than me or I need to be better than you. And the reality is we're perpetrating the ugly side of ministry. I propose to you today that if we don't stop doing the ugliness in our ministries, that one of the things that will happen is we'll begin to send people in the opposite direction. Rather than drawing them in, one of the things that we'll do is we'll lead them astray. And this should be a fear for us in the church. And yes, I said fear. I know that God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. I know I can quote that one too, but you should be afraid when you are going against God. And you're going against God when you're driving people away and you leading them astray, because Jesus said that it's better that a millstone be tied around your neck and you be cast into the sea than lead one of his astray. So here it is, our practices, this ugliness, and sometimes how we can act so ugly and nasty towards each other as Christians. The ugly side of ministry is when we begin to be jealous of each other and we can't lift each other up. The thing is, it's ugly when we have old issues from the past and we can't love each other enough through it. Here it is, you sin so much, you won't stop sinning, somebody won't stop lying, somebody won't stop abusing their temple, their body, and doing drugs and alcohol. You can't stop thinking the wrong thing. You can't stop doing the wrong things in your life because you are afflicted with a sin-sick disease, and there's nothing that you can do about it except that you trust and believe Christ. And watch this, not that you're going to get rid of the sin that's afflicting you right now on this side of Zion, but Jesus is continually saving you. He's continually purifying you. He's continually allowing his grace to be poured out on you so that you get the finished product on the other side. But we want to hate on each other. We're so self-righteous that now that we've made it across, we forget that we was the ex-something once upon a time. You can't stop lying. You can't stop doing all of these things, cheating. You can't stop. You won't stop. Let me just say it like that. You won't stop. But then we have the audacity to go and treat each other poorly. Bible even talks about this. It talks about the little speck in your neighbor's eye, but you got a beam in yours. Brothers and sisters, this has happened in ministry. I want to even share really quick. I got a guess, and I'm going to get to that really quick. I want to even share how our church is going through a situation. We're moving to a temporary location, but all of this is orchestrated under Christian relationships. Here we go. We partner with a church that didn't have a congregation. Here we are, a congregation with no church building, and so we come in partnership with each other, and through our partnership with each other, we find ourselves at the short end of the stick, trying to scramble and find a place because they suddenly said that, hey, well, we want to do something different, so we want to ask you guys to leave. As if that's the right business thing to do for both organizationally or as an organism. And we don't think about, like, what about how we should conduct ourselves towards each other as Christians? Was it the Christianly thing to do to kick a ministry out? The ugly side of ministry is some people don't understand the logistics that goes into it. They don't understand the ugly side of what the pastor have to deal with or ministers have to deal with. We see them sit in the pulpit, and we see them look a certain. What about the ugly side where I still got to struggle with my own situation? I still got to deal with my own lust. I got to still deal with my own children. I still got to deal with my own hardships in life. And then I have to deal with the issues that are happening in a church at the same time. The ugly side of ministry is, yeah, I know you hold me to a standard, and if I mess up one time, you're going to look at me and say, and you call yourself a Christian. But the ugly side is sometimes I might cuss and say something that isn't as Christianly because the weight of the world is on my shoulders at the same time. Or sometimes you might find ourselves in situations where we're dealing with weight in such a way that we don't know what to do. What do you do when you have a people that is dependent on you? What do you do when you have to preach a sermon when hurt and pain is in your life? What do you do? It's the ugly side of ministry that we don't see. We want to complain a pastor, complain about things that we don't contribute to the ministry. See, there's a lot of consumers, not enough producers. And what I mean by consumer, just take, don't give nothing back. But a producer says, how can I help? How can I contribute? What can I do to make the ministry successful? And so we have a sea of consumers with no producers, and then we have a ministry where the life resources is just being sucked out. So the men and women of God are charged with continually trying to keep that thing moving forward. This is the ugly side of ministry. And unfortunately, what happens is we show up to a church where the pastor is burned out. We show up to the church where people are backbiting. We show up to the church where the very life force, the anointing, is just sucked out of the place. And this is the ugliness that people will see, and we end up driving them away. I want to show you exactly how that happens. I have a guest on tonight. Her name is Danielle Ruffin. She's actually a member at our church. And I'm so honored to have her here today because she has, like, a few different perspectives that I would like for us to share with the few minutes that we have, the moments that we have left. Danielle, are you on? Can you hear? Can you hear me? Hello, hello. Can you hear? Are you on?
Oh. There
trying to
go.
Give her a moment.
I was
to...
muted.
There you go. Hello?
Yep,
are you there?
I was muted. I heard my. Can you hear me
okay.
now?
Okay. Yeah, I can hear you now. Thanks for respecting the show. I believe you were muting to try to keep your background noise out. Thank you very much for that. But listen, folks, Danielle Ruffin is here. She came from IDMR. IDMR, she's going to tell us about that because essentially, you know, we've identified it as a cult. We consider it cultic. Because of different practices and belief systems that doesn't quite conform with strict Christianity. But I want to give her an opportunity to say some things about herself, and then we're going to do some talking so that we can see exactly some of the ugliness that we're actually presenting in ministry. Danielle, why don't you do us a, take a few minutes and tell us about yourself and tell us where you come from in your ministry, in your walk with Christ.
Okay, I was considered the church hurt, so I turned to a place called IDMR. IDMR stands for the Institute of the Biomedical.
Can you pause for a second? Can you give us a really quick blurb about the church hurt that you experienced that drove you to IDMR first, and then kind of jump back into that?
Sure. I went to several different churches. In each church, there was a lot of prejudging. You walk into the church, they expect you to, you know, the minute that you do anything out of order, like, I don't know, wear a strap, spaghetti strap dress or anything, they say something about you. So I went to some several churches where they talk behind your back. They expected you to, it's a lot of stuff that goes on in my mind. That's the reason why I'm stuttering. But there was a lot of times where I was insulted by different ministries, I went to a United Methodist church, I went to a Baptist church, and in both of these settings, the women and the men of the church had a lot of backbiting to say. And so I turned to a Bible study called IDMR, where several members of my family are currently going to. And in there, they hide lies and the truth. So they use the Bible, and in the Bible they pull out scriptures like John 1:1, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And instead of the word God, they would say Yahweh, and Jesus was Yahshua, and the Holy Spirit was Elohim. And so... they would say the same scriptures every week, but because, you know, those are definitely the scriptures, you would think they were true. Until I met Jose Dorsey, and Jose said something to me, and it pretty much changed my whole perspective. It was just one simple sentence. He said, do you call your father by his first name? And that one sentence pretty much rocked my world. I don't know why, but it was something that simple. So I started researching the Bible and researching the Bible and researching the Bible, and I ran questions by him all the time. And he came back with answers that could be backed up by the truth. So my confidence in him grew. And then one day I was looking at a scripture. I don't know what scripture it was, and I was referencing the Bible from IDMR. And the scripture purposely, Christian, the word Christian was eliminated purposely from the IDMR Bible. When I looked on the internet in Greek and I looked at the original Greek manuscript for that scripture, Christian was definitely in there. And that's when I converted back to Christianity. Are you still there?
Okay, yeah, I am still here. So thank you for that. So just a really brief analysis. So there was different things about you when you went to like regular traditional churches where you didn't feel received. So because you didn't receive, and let me just pause because I want to say this. She mentioned spaghetti strap dresses and different things that that cause her not to be connected. And so somebody might say, well, that's the reason why they addressed her. I understand. I understand the feeling there, but understand that it wasn't received with love. And so I want to tell somebody today, when that woman comes into your church and she has on that short dress or that man comes in and his pants is hanging off his backside, that might be all that he's been exposed to, the only thing that he knows. And to correct them, it causes, it requires us to approach with love. Jesus always approached with love. Why can't we? So because she wasn't received with love, it drove her to a cult where there was dangerous doctrine being taught. It wasn't accurate. And then she ended up coming over to Christ. So when she came back over to Christ and to a church, what I would like you to share, Danielle, is what are some of the things that, because you shared with me in your personal life, that was some things that you saw on the other side of ministry, like even being connected to me as the pastor. Like, share with us some of the things that you saw on the ugly side of ministry that you said could have like driven you away from ministry if you didn't have that spiritual maturity. Can you share some of those with us?
I think the main thing is knowing that there were some ugly things being said behind my back. For example, I had some jeans with some holes in my pants one time, and it's just the sneers that you receive when instead of, like you said, people coming to me and, you know, trying to embrace me with love so that I will be corrected by love, I was received with shunning, with the cold shoulder, with the whispering, with the ugly looks, the dirty looks. Some of the dirty things
I'm
that I've
I am
seen
going to
also,
interrupt you. One thing that I was talking about is like after you like came over into like, you know, actually you're secretary in church, deacon in the church, and you saw other things like in ministry itself, opposed to like just maybe like self-judgment. I'm fast-forwarding now, and you come back into like a Christian setting, and just some of the ugly things that you've seen in ministry itself when you were talking about
one of the ugliest things that I have seen in ministry is when one person feels that they're uncomfortable with the presence of another person. And so instead of embracing them with, you know, sister to sister, brother to brother, or brother to sister, they want that person to leave the church. They want that person to not be more visible in the church. They don't want them to help out the church. They want them to sit there, be quiet and fade into the background so they don't have to deal with them. So because they're in a position of leadership, they feel that they have the authority to make somebody leave the church. And I think that's the most disgusting thing that I've ever seen on this side of ministry. I feel like
now,
that
you know
hurts
what? As we're talking about that, that's one of the things that I've seen so many times. I've seen this happen at various churches, and you see it happen with like the first lady, or you see it happen with like different cliques or you know, posses inside the church. Those are also constitute the ugly side of ministry. Everybody is supposed to represent the same team, Christ Jesus, when you come into the church. And when we are not able to present that, the problem is we end up in a situation where something is broken. I heard H.B. Charles say, very profound minister from out of California, actually. H.B. Charles said, how people in contemporary times will see Christ how you present him. So the reality is the ugly side of our churches will be very obvious by our practice. Our praxis will be the very thing that either draw people to Christ or not. I heard Dr. Jamal Bryant say this in quoting Gandhi. Gandhi said that he would have followed Christ if it wasn't for Christians. And that's a very grand indictment, showing basically the ugly side of ministry. What is my whole point here today? My whole point here today is simply, in ministry, if we don't have the leadership to stand up and actually stand on the word of God, we can influence people in certain ways that causes them to actually be pushed away from the church instead of pulled in. And the shame to that is, at this point, we begin to lead people astray. And so because we're judgmental, or because we're putting a big emotional strain on our leadership in the church, we find ourselves in a place where we expect a certain standard to be held in the church, but we refuse to hold up that standard. What do I mean by that? We expect to have a standard of love and forgiveness and principles of Christ Jesus going forward. But in reality, when someone comes in that don't look like us, we begin to judge. We begin to show the ugly side. Well, let's deal with like the life of the minister. So here it is, the life of the minister have to actually cause a way for the household of faith to have equilibrium when his life is going awry, when things are getting messed up. What do you do when you're trying to preach and teach and members are steady falling off? What do you do when you preach and teach and people are still doing the same things, backbiting, and what do you do? The ugly side of ministry, the different ministerial dynamics. I encourage us today to actually make a stand on who we're going to represent. Are we going to represent man? Are we going to represent our own interests? Or are we going to actually stand and represent Christ? Now, we can say that, you know, judging someone, well, how are we supposed to judge? We're supposed to judge with righteous judgment. The Bible isn't saying don't judge. It's saying judge with righteous judgment. Judge not lest ye be judged, in Matthew 7:1 is actually teaching us not to judge with hypocrisy if you lead a step further. Read a step further. So ultimately, the ugly side of ministry would not be so profound if we actually operated according to the word and the will of God. What is that? Love one another. Love one another. That was one of the biggest commands, because if I love you, then I'm going to approach you with love. If you love me as a pastor, then one of the things that you're going to come do, and you're going to say, Pastor, I'm here for you. How can I help you? Instead of, Pastor, you're not doing that right. Pastor, I don't appreciate that. Pastor, we need to know all your business. Pastor, you need to lay everything out. When in reality, you put more pressure on the pastor. When in reality, the ugly side gets uglier and uglier when we don't represent exactly who we should represent, which is Christ Jesus. Brothers and sisters, I'm going to continue this next week, because we're going to talk more profoundly about different dynamics in ministry. So you heard it right here. First, we're going to actually talk about the ugly side. We're going to talk about dynamics in ministry, the ugly side. We're going to talk about, like, different parts of the ministry and how they actually, like, come into conflict with one another. What about those auxiliaries at war with each other? They've got these inner cliques because of the auxiliaries that go forward. So all these things, this is not contention that's designed by God. This is not that noble contention. This is contention that's unhealthy, it's unspiritual, and it doesn't look like what God designed for his church. Listen, I'm going to sign off right here. Thank you for joining us for another Theologically Speaking with Jose Dorsey. Look forward to the third Thursday of this month, where we actually break down and talk more about dynamics in ministry, the ugly side. There is an ugly side, and we need to do our very best to not represent that, but instead represent Christ. God bless you, and I love you.
Come on, KD.
Hallelujah. It's an old song. It's an old song from North Carolina, Currituck, North Carolina. Maybe some of y'all know this, but I'm going to sing this song here. my. Pray for me.